Upheaval Breaking Point, Chapter 20, Special Operations.
We've just received reports that Zubovna are already closing in on the city.
Preparations are still underway. To Rado's bloody hopes we won't be ready on time.
The drafts only turned out half of expected numbers. We need those reinforcements soon.
From his seat, Commander Dreadstep listened as his subordinates piled one problem after another, each one convinced that their problem was the worst of the lot, thus demanding immediate attention. He had his eyes closed and his forelegs crossed, but every pony in the room knew that he was listening to every detail. He had been beset with problems the moment he stepped foot into Bastion City. That wasn't even counting the problems he was already carrying with him. The city had become complacent during the past few years. He should have recognized it when the number of enlistments began to dwindle and when supply quotas missed an item or two. To his shame, he admitted that it had been possible for the city to be complacent because he was too. They had depended too much on Fangbreaker and its centuries of impregnability, as if history could protect them instead of vigilance. They had underestimated Wolvengard, thinking that the Wolven would be satisfied with raising an army once in a while to inflict casualties. Worst of all, they had underestimated the dissension within the Legion itself.
Commander, what of this group of saboteurs mentioned in some of the reports?
Logistics Officer Frostmane asked.
In addition to our gates falling from the inside, we've discovered that a lot of the supplies in Fangbreaker had been ruined.
Dreadstep nodded to acknowledge the question.
I've had special operations working on it since we started retreating, he answered. Results should be forthcoming.
He didn't add that the pony likely responsible for destroying the gates, Pyre Valor, was a member of special operations. There was no need to play up every pony's paranoia and have them at each other's throats before the Woven even got here. He looked out the window of his office. Vanguard Clash had slipped in his vigilance as well. How else could he have not noticed his vice-captain's building betrayal? At a time when we were all slipping, disaster strikes, he thought. The Legion will be made to pay for this dishonor, especially me. His eyes narrowed. There will be time for punishments once the crisis has passed. Right now, it was time to make up for the lack of vigilance, and they were starting with the ponies who dared to side against their kin. The end of their first day as Legionnaires brought both a sense of relief and accomplishment, as well as a sense of apprehension for Twilight and her friends. They had done well so far, most of them anyway. Twilight had immediately returned to studying Pyre Valor's old spells. It was a little disheartening for her that she was improving by learning spells that had been discarded by another unicorn as basic material. Still, she had to start somewhere. She looked around to see how the others were doing. Spike had spent the day roaming Bastion City while trying to keep from being caught under hoof. He happily told of how the city found a use for him wherever he went. It had started with the public baths, but he was just a welcome in the foundries, the kitchens, and the smithies. Twilight was surprised a bit, but she remembered that she was in the northernmost city in all of Equestria. Here, fire was a valuable commodity. Rarity had gone to bed early, much to Twilight's concern. She wished that she hadn't used that burning hoofs spell and had stuck to a powered-down telekinetic kick. Her attempt at pleasing Mage Captain Owlside made her friend look twice as bad. It wasn't even in Rarity's control that the tests went badly for her. The magical drift impended their abilities. It wasn't fair for Mage Captain Owlside to judge Rarity's magical aptitude when her powers were hobbled like that. Still, Owlside's reasoning was sound, even with the magical drift factored in. They didn't have time to adjust to the drift properly, with the Woven arriving soon. It was for the best that Rarity be transferred to a part of the Legion that didn't put her in direct combat. Rarity wasn't the only one who went to bed early. Next to her, Pinkie Pie was snoring away. Applejack had told them of how training and barding had sapped even Pinkie's seemingly boundless energy. Twilight guessed that it wasn't just the weight that worn Pinkie.
marching in orderly lines, moving, stopping, and turning when told to, and having orders barked at you, were things far outside Pinky's element. As for Applejack, it appeared that she had the best day out of the lot of them. That wasn't much of a surprise either. She was used to manual labor, so spending the entire day doing it was nothing new. The barding was an added weight, even for her, but she looked quite proud of the metal-plated suit and made no secret of wanting to try out the fancier ones she had seen officers wear. She had also made a friend amongst the recruits, a stallion named Too Cold. Twilight had expected the same from Rainbow Dash. After all, Rainbow was just as athletic as Applejack, and even more enthusiastic. But Rainbow Dash had flown in earlier in an irritable mood, muttering something about making Scarlet regret underestimating her. Fluttershy had come in last. Twilight had asked her how she had done, but didn't quite hear the reply. It wasn't just because of Fluttershy's soft voice either. As soon as the Pegasus had opened her mouth, Twilight was assaulted by a frightful smell. When asked what she had been eating, Fluttershy answered with embarrassment that it must have been the drinks that Dr. Redbrand had shared with her. Then there were the ponies who were not around. Twilight wondered if she should even be concerned with what Vanguard Clash and Scarlet Rabbit were up to. Now that she was part of the Legion, she had to consider them as higher-ranked soldiers who had their own duties to attend to. They shouldn't be bothered to look after a bunch of recruits. She dearly wanted to consider them friends, lifelong, reliable friends she would be writing friendship reports to Princess Celestia about if they were back in the Heartland. But part of her was afraid that they were simply doing what they had been ordered to. That, when they were done with those orders, she would walk past Vanguard without him even looking at her. Twilight shook her head and concentrated on Pyrovella's notes. She had things to do. Burning hooves looked impressive, but the range was far too short. She didn't want a wolven to be just 10 feet away from her before she could hit it with a spell. Her best option was Fireball, the most difficult spell in Pyrovella's book. After that, she had to get plenty of rest. Training would begin early tomorrow. Some time had gone by when the door to their room opened. It was Vanguard Clash. He didn't take a step inside the room.
Applejack, he called out.
Applejack looked up. She had taken to spit-shining her barding when she heard her name.
Need something, Vanguard? She asked.
Fancy a little evening stroll?
Vanguard asked. The question caught Twilight by surprise. She looked at Vanguard. With his barding in the way, it was so hard to tell what he meant by that. She saw that Rainbow Dash, Fluttershy, and Spike also looked shocked.
Well, I was thinking that after this I should hit the...
Applejack stopped when she saw Vanguard's face.
Sure, why not? Let me get my coat. Looks like it might cold out.
It was only after the two of them had left when some pony decided to speak.
What was all that about?
Twilight asked. Spike shrugged his shoulders.
Maybe Vanguard just wanted some company, he said.
Twilight raised an eyebrow.
He sure was quick to pick Applejack in that case.
Why not?
Spike said.
You looked busy, Rainbow was sulking, and he probably won't have much to talk about with Fluttershy or me.
That's not the reason, silly,
Rainbow said. Her mood seemed to have lightened at the subject.
I know what's really going on.
She motioned for all of them to come closer. Twilight closed the book and listened along with Fluttershy and Spike.
Remember that last night we spent out there in the plane?
Rainbow began.
Well, I woke up after every pony had gone to sleep. I saw those two being all cozy by the fire and chatting.
Fluttershy's eyes widened.
Really?
She asked.
Does it mean...
What was I talking about?
Twilight asked.
I couldn't hear,
Rainbow said.
But I saw him pat her on the shoulder, and when she went to sleep, she had a smile on her face.
Twilight snorted at the hinting.
Is that it? They could have just had a friendly chat. So why did he ask her out now?
Rainbow asked.
I'm sure there's a good explanation, Twilight insisted. We're in the middle of a crisis. Vanguard Clash isn't so frivolous as to, well, do those things while he's busy with his duties. He's Special Operations,
Rainbow said with a knowing look. They do a lot of crazy stuff as part of their duties. That includes hanging around doing nothing and asking mares out. Well, we'll just have to see then, won't we? Twilight said. She turned around and returned to her studying. What a waste of time. No need to be snappish, Spike said with a yawn. I'm turning in. All of you should too. You're the ones with your new busy schedules. The night air was even colder than Applejack expected. She was thankful that Vanguard had insisted that they get these woven fur coats. It wasn't just the air that she got the chill from, however. Vanguard had motioned for her to follow, then walked ahead. She had felt it earlier, but it was clear now that this wasn't some casual walk. Bastion City looked different at night, scarier and much more grim. The tall buildings rose ominously, partly obscuring tonight's waxing gibbous moon.
"So what is this all about?" she asked.
"Work," Vanguard answered.
The two of them rounded several corners. Applejack soon realized that she was lost. Before she could even think about her predicament, a group of ponies emerged from the shadows to surround her, each one of them garbed in mottled gray cloth. Applejack suppressed a gasp. She didn't see or hear them coming. She noticed Scarlet Rabbit hovering above them in a similar outfit. When she returned her gaze to Vanguard, he was also covering his barding in similar cloth.
"All right, can some pony tell me what in tarnation is going on?" she asked. "I don't like being led around like this."
One of the ponies produced a sack and placed it on the ground with a metallic clank. Vanguard pulled out a piece of barding from the sack and handed it to her.
"Congratulations, Applejack," he said. "For tonight, you've just been promoted to infantry captain."
"Infantry captain?" Applejack asked. "I just joined up today. And what in tarnation do you mean by for tonight?"
"Talk less and put it on," one of the other ponies growled. Applejack glared at the pony, but she took the barding and began to put it on.
"We need your help for this mission, Applejack," Vanguard said. "Do you see the tavern over there?"
He pointed towards a nearby building with a pair of free-swinging doors for an entrance. The lights were still open. She could hear loud talking and the occasional clink of glasses striking together.
"All you have to do is walk by the entrance, peer inside, then walk back here."
"I may be a legionnaire for only a day so far, Vanguard Clash, but I know when I'm walking into trouble," Applejack said. "I'd appreciate some honesty before I do anything."
One of the nearby ponies snorted, but Vanguard glared at them for silence. He held Applejack by the shoulders with both front hoofs.
"I'll honestly tell you three things," he said. "This is important. You will be in danger, and I will protect you."
Applejack was taken aback for a moment. Up close like this, she noticed just how disconcerting Vanguard's eyes were. They looked so fierce, as if they were constantly glaring ahead of them without him even trying. They also glowed slightly in this dark place. She remembered the eyes of the woven doing the exact same thing.
"Gosh, there's no need to be so dramatic about it," she said with a grin. "Come in."
"I appreciate it," Vanguard said.
He looked over to the other ponies.
"All of us do."
"We'd also appreciate it if you told no pony about what we're about to do,"
one of them said.
"Let's do this," Applejack said.
The barding they gave her chafed a little, but felt fine otherwise.
"Well, I was just thinking about how wearing these capri things would feel," she thought.
The cloth around her legs felt a little awkward, so she took note to watch her step.
"Listen carefully," Vanguard said. "This is what we need you to do."
The booze liquor did not enjoy a particularly stellar reputation amongst Bastion City's taverns. Located in the seedier portion of the city and frequented only by ponies who didn't mind fighting a winged insect or two in their drinks once in a while, it made only enough business to keep itself open. Its proprietor, an earth pony named Bottle Spin, didn't mind keeping it that way. For tonight, the booze liquor entertained an unusual large group of patrons. In addition to its usual customers, A group of 5 legionnaires huddled together by one side of the tavern, and a lone, miserable drunk was busy besotting himself in a corner. Bottlespin was normally wary of legionnaires, but these ones looked too busy talking amongst themselves to bother any pony.
"We're going to have to act soon," Stoneshot said. Each word was agony to his bound-up jaws. "The Woven will be here in a day or two."
"We're halfway through," Halftail replied.
"We should be ready when the time comes."
The other ponies around them nodded. If any pony from the Legion caught wind of their discussion, they would all end up hanging. It was then that Stoneshot noticed some pony come by the entrance.
"Hush," he said. "Infantry captain coming inside."
They looked down, pretending to enjoy their drinks. Stoneshot eyed the pony by the doors. The booze liquor was certainly no place for some pony of that rank, unless... He caught a better view of the pony. Even at a distance, he recognized the orange coat and yellow mane. The barding covered her flanks, but he knew that there was a picture of 3 apples there. She peered into the tavern, giving him a clear view of her green eyes before leaving.
"Impossible!" he growled.
He stood up and immediately went after her.
"Stoneshot, you idiot!"
Halftail said. He followed, prompting the rest of their group to do the same. Her heart pounding, Applejack walked towards the alley at a steady pace. She swallowed nervously when she noticed several ponies tailing her. It was then that she noticed how dark this part of the city was, and how alone she was in walking here. As she approached the alley, she dearly hoped that Vanguard Clash was ready and waiting. The ponies behind her didn't look like they were going to congratulate her for making infantry captain. She rounded the corner and walked into the alley, expecting Vanguard to be standing there. To her horror, it was empty. Panicked, she wondered if she had entered the wrong alley, or if this was some kind of setup.
"That's enough walking, Chosen!"
She heard a familiar voice speaking from behind her.
"Who's there?"
Applejack asked.
"What do you want?"
"Infantry captain," Stoneshot snarled. "It's a disgrace that they even allowed you to sign up. Now they make you infantry captain in a day. I'm not standing for this."
"Enough talking, Stoneshot," one of the ponies accompanying him said. "Let's just kill her and get out of here before some pony sees us."
"Why do you all want to kill me?" Applejack asked. "We're all legionnaires now."
Stoneshot spat on the ground and pulled a knife from his harness.
"We've endured enough without having to watch Chosen play at being legionnaires."
"If you kill me, ponies will notice I'm gone," Applejack said. "Y'all be criminals."
"I've done worse things for the Legion," Stoneshot said. "You won't be the first pony to pay for it."
"Sounds like a confession,"
Vanguard said. Applejack heard the whiz of a bolt flying. Stoneshot cried out and dropped his knife. A wooden shaft stuck out of his right foreleg. The shadows came alive as several ponies surrounded the group, each one aiming a crossbow at Stoneshot and his ponies. Scarlet Rabbit hovered above them. The bolt had come from his crossbow.
"Special operations!"
Halftail quailed. The name was followed by weapons being dropped to the ground. One pony tried to make a run for it. He took 2 steps before finding Vanguard's 2-bladed sword inches away from his face. Vanguard had his group herd Stoneshot and his ponies to a corner and began binding them. They pushed Stoneshot up the wall and began talking. When Applejack tried to move in closer to see what they were talking about, Scarlet Rabbit flew in front of her.
"Was there?" Scarlet said. "Rough night, huh? How about you take off that barling and we head on back to our friends?"
"What are they talking about over there?"
Applejack asked. She removed a piece of the barding and handed it over to Scarlet.
"Special operations stuff,"
Scarlet replied as he stuffed the barding into a sack. After he collected all the pieces, he gently pushed Applejack out of the alley and hovered by her side.
"Thanks again for your help. It made things a lot easier for us."
"If you're really grateful, how's about letting me in on what just happened?"
Applejack asked.
"Why all this hiding in the dark, and why do I need to be involved?"
"I suppose I could fill you in on some details," We've been watching Stoneshot since his tussle with you from before. We got a good feeling he was part of a more dangerous group, but we couldn't just walk in and arrest him in front of others. Ponies would start asking around about what he did, and we'd have to make stuff up. So we thought, what if they went to a dark alley on their own, and we just happened to be waiting for them? That's when you volunteered.
I didn't volunteer for anything, Applejack said.
You voluntarily kicked his face, Scarlet replied. That made him hate your guts, which we found useful.
Applejack was still struggling with this logic when Scarlet went on. Thanks to you, no pony suspects anything while we question them. If some pony still asks, we'll say they tried to kill you. Of course, you'll say it's true if they ask you, since that was what they were about to do.
Applejack swallowed. That wasn't a suggestion.
She recalled the bolt that had gone through Stoneshot's leg and looked at hers. Special Operations was sounding more and more ominous.
What's this dangerous group you're talking about?
Scarlet was quiet for a time.
You were there when we made that report to Commander Dreadstep, so I'll tell you, he said. Don't go blabbing it to every pony you meet.
Scarlet eyed Applejack carefully until she nodded. Once she did, the grin went back on his face.
Right, they're part of the traitors who helped the Woven take Fangbreaker. Who knows what they've been up to in the city? We still have to check things out. You Chosen have been really useful, though. We've been keeping an eye on reactions to you girls, and you've been turning out a lot of suspects.
Applejack stared at Scarlet. The red Pegasus was still grinning. He talked so casually, but there was a glint in his eyes that sent a chill down her spine. Something lurked under all those smiles and cheery banter. She wasn't sure if she wanted to meet that something.
I hope you don't take it against us, Scarlet said.
Take what against you?
That we're keeping an eye on you, too.
Applejack stopped momentarily, prompting Scarlet to do the same.
Are you saying that you've been watching me?
Well, not me, Scarlet said. I'm tasked to watch Rainbow Dash. But yeah, some pony's watching you to see if more of these traitors show up.
What about Vanguard?
Applejack asked.
The captain? What about him?
Is he watching one of us too?
Of course.
Well, which one?
Which one what?
Who's he watching? It's Twilight, isn't it? He sure does spend a lot of time with Twilight.
Scarlet's smile split into a wide grin.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Before Applejack could reply, they were already standing in front of the building they were staying. Scarlet winked at Applejack.
Let's keep this to ourselves, all right?
Applejack could only nod before the two of them entered.